Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, up to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very simple. The Gemara is very not simple. The Mishnah says like this: Nachri Shehilve Es Yisrael Al Chemto. A Nachri lends a Jew money. Okay? And the Jew gives chametz to the Nachri as a mashkon. So, the Jew brings chametz to the Nachri's house and says, here, if I don't pay the loan, this chametz belongs to you. Okay? Who does the chametz belong to? What? What if he doesn't pay? It belongs to the guy. Oh, so says the Mishnah, Achara Pesach Mutter Bahana. After Pesach, the chametz is Mutter Bahana. Why? So Rashi says, "Mos al chemzo kodem haPesach." You borrow money before Pesach, the avril of a Pesach, and Pesach passed by. You didn't pay the money back. Mutter bahana. The chametz is mutter bahana. Why? Ulakame be gemara mukila. We're gonna say kesheharhinu etzlo bebeso. You brought the chametz to the guy's house. Vishoa eitz al nachri kol yom osa Pesach. It was sitting in the guy's house the whole Pesach. The given the mutter's money v'lo pare, when the time came, I didn't pay it back. I didn't pay the money back. The guy doesn't have to do anything. It's already sitting in his house. He doesn't have to do anything. Umechusa guvaina nami lo have. He doesn't even have to send me a letter from the lawyer. Hey, you owe me money. That's not mechusa guvaina means is lacking collection. There's nothing he has to do. The money was due the day after Pesach. I didn't pay. The chametz is sitting in his house. The chametz belongs to the guy. Okay?
Why don't you say that
you pay back Yesh Freya and that... One second. So, Igloi Milzul Freya, what happens is, it's a retroactively revealed, the Mishah Sheherhinu Etzlo Hayadidei, that when I brought it over to the guy's house, it was really his. Because I never paid the loan back. Retroactively, it becomes his. Retroactively. So it's his from day one. And therefore, the chametz of a guy, it's not a sabana. Therefore, the chametz of a sabana.
Why isn't this the typical way of doing the sun chametz?
What?
Why is this the typical way of doing the sun?
This is, no?
What?
This is. That's
not how it's done.
But I think, but first of all, if there, he's selling chametz. Here, I owe a loan. I owe money. I borrowed $1 million. I gave $1 million.
I have to give him $5.
Right.
I give him all my chametz.
Right. So we can see the...
That's not one of the ways they do it.
What? So there's a machlokas. We'll see in a minute. Now, as the Mishnah said, the first statement of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says the opposite case.
If the guy repaid the loan during Pesach...
We're going to get to all that.
Okay.
Yisrael, Shehilva es Nachri al Chemzo Achar Pesach. The opposite case. The Jew lends the guy money, and the guy drops off chametz in the Jew's house as a mashkin. Right? It's asur b'hana. Because the guy didn't pay. So retroactively, it belonged to the Jew the whole time. And therefore, it's asur b'hana. It's a chametz she'avel of a Pesach. It belongs to a Jew. Asur b'hana. So that's the exact same case, but who's the lender, who's the borrower? Okay? Now, that's very simple. A lot of questions on this Mishnah.
With the mashkin, who's responsible for it?
So we're going to answer all that now. Who owns the mashkin? Itmar. So we learned in the Beis HaMedrash, Bal Chov. When it comes to a Bal Chov, right? Abaya says, Lemafreya hu gove. It's Lemafreya. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Hamalvitz chaveiro. If I let Reuven lend him a money, vishibud lo nechasov, and he gives him a mashkin, shem lo apareyaloch ad yom ploni, government nechasai. And if I don't pay you back by the due date, you can take my mashkin. Right? Vigiazman v'lo para, and he didn't pay. What's the story? Right? So, Balchov, Abay Omer, Lamafreya hu gove. It's retroactive. So, I own the item from the minute, like what our Mishnah said. I own the item from the moment of the loan. Right? Retroactively. That sounds like what our Mishnah said. The problem is, Rava Amar, Rava says, Mikan Lahabahu Gove. No, it goes from right now. It goes from right now, not retroactive. So we always hold like Rava. So you tell me this Mishnah goes against Rava? Because the Mishnah says it's retroactive. Rava says, no, it's going forward. Abaya says it's retroactive. We never hold like Abaya. So we're going to have to flesh that out. Gemara's going to answer that question in a minute. Right? Okay. Anyway, now, kal hecha da'aktish lova. Let's say I borrow $1 million, and I give you a mashkin, not $1 million, $100, and I give you a mashkin, I give you this watch, it's worth $100, I give you this mashkin. Then, I pledge a mashkin, I'm giving it to you, I pledge it. If I don't pay you the money, you get to keep this watch. Then I donate the watch to the Beis HaMikdash. I donate the watch to the Beis HaMikdash. And then I don't pay you the money. So what's the story with the watch? Where's the watch? Is it mine? It's three choices. Mine, that's not a choice. Is it yours? Or did I cheat you out of the mashkin by donating it to the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara. Kal hecha de'ektish, if loveh, if the borrower donates the item to the Beis HaMikdash, v'zavin loveh, or I sell the watch to somebody else, kuli amalo pligi, da'asi malva, v'taref, va'asi malva, uparik. There's no shaila, nobody disputes that the malva, the lender, can go over to the one who bought the watch and say, give me that watch. You had no right to buy that watch. It's a mashkin. Or, I can even go to the Beis HaMikdash and knock on the Beis HaMikdash's door and say to the gizbar, give me that watch. I can do that. Now, if I do it to the Beis HaMikdash, ditnan, there's a mission everything that says, mosif o dinar upodas anachasim eiluk. But I have to give the Beis HaMikdash a nickel. When I take the watch back, because Rashi says on top, kadesh liyom ru hektish yotze below pidyon. People will think, oh, look at this. You donate something to the hektish, you're just going to take it right back. You regret it, you take it back. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to redeem it and pay a fifth. So when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, just give him a dollar. Give him a dinar, give him a dollar. Just that people should say, oh, look at this, he redeemed it. I didn't really redeem it. He had no right to donate it. I take it back. No one disputes that. No one disputes that whatsoever. Ki pligi, the machlokas between Abaye and Ravis, to zavin malve. Maktish malve. You lend me $100. You lend me $100. I pledge my watch. You're the lender. You say, he never pays. I'm going to get that watch for sure. While 30 days I have to pay the back money. Now during the 30 days, you sell it. You sell it. The lender sells it. Did the lender own it to sell? Did the lender own it to be maktish to the Beis HaMikdash? He's banking on the fact the guy's going to default. He'll get the mashkin? Who owns it? That's the question. You hear the question? Who owns the mashkin now? Abaya Amar, Lemafreya who gove. The Abaya says, Lemafreya. Given the matas mani velo pare, since the attack came, I didn't pay. I didn't pay when the money was due. So he goes to Mills of Lamafreya, it's revealed retroactively to Meikara Bershutze Havikai that it was yours all along. The shopper's oven. You donated it to the Beis HaMikdash right without Kalacha, you sold it correctly, no problem.
You're asking a very basic question. Can the lender give back Stomach Kesef instead of the or?
Can the lender?
The lender has a mashkin. Right?
Right.
Is the lender before you to give back the mashkin, or is the lender allowed to give back?
No, there's no question he's not allowed to keep the mashkin. No, he can't do that.
How can he sell it? If he's not
because a buyer holds is retroactive.
Then you just said a minute ago, you said there's no question he can't do it.
Question. No, there's no question the borrower can't do it. I'm sorry, the borrower can't do it. The lender can, that's the question.
The borrower doesn't have a mashkin. The borrower's the one who gave the mashkin.
And then he didn't give it to you. He put it in keep the mashkin in shul. I'll keep the mashkin in the shul by the rabbi's thing so it's safe over there. And then I sell it to him. So is that a valid sale? Everyone says, no, of course not. But I'm the lender. Now I do that. Is that valid? A buyer says, yes, it's valid.
Yeah, but everybody says that the lender is not allowed to take a regular case. The lender is not allowed to take a mashkin and sell it and give the borrower back.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Rav Amar, Rav says, of course not. Mikan lahabahu gove. What are you talking about? The ability of the lender to own the mashkin starts when the loan is defaulted. Given to Ilu Havile Zuze, because if the borrower had cash, Havi Saligle Bezuze, he would give him the cash. Ishtakach Tahashta Lokani. So the Kakani, right? So therefore, when does the lender own the mashkin? when the borrower defaults. Not before that. Not retroactive. Nothing like that. The Rava holds. Abaye says, no, it's retroactive. Now, Umiyama Rava Hachi, did Rava really say this? Did Rava really say it's retroactive? We're going to have an extremely complicated case now. Very complicated. Not going to finish this off today. We're going to have a very complicated case how Rava doesn't really hold, that Rava really holds that it's retroactive. Very complicated. Here we go. Amar Rav Bar Chama. Ruvain, I wrote it down because it's so complicated. Ruvain, Shemachar, Sada, L'Shimon, Bachrayas. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon with Achrayas. What does it mean with Achrayas? Anytime you sell land, it's automatically Achrayas. Oh, the Rishonim are busy. Why does it say with Achrayas? It's automatic. It's built into every sale of land, which means that Ruvain guarantees Shimon that Shimon gets the land. So if Ruvain owed money to somebody and took the land away, right? Ruvain has to pay Shimon back, right? Only in this case, Shimon didn't have any money to buy the land. So Ruvain sold land to Shimon, but Shimon didn't have any money to buy it. So Ruvain machar sadol Shimon b'achrayis v'zakfen olav b'milve and gave him a loan to buy the land. Which means, Ruvain said to Shimon, here's the land, you take it, now you pay me $1,000 a month till you pay it back. It's like a mortgage. Right? So what did Ruvain exactly give Shimon Achrayas? He gave him Achrayas. Okay? Then... Exactly. Exactly. Then, now what happened was, Umes Ruvain. Now Ruvain died. Okay? Ruvain died. So now Ruvain's Yorshim, what did Ruvain's Yorshim inherit? Did they inherit any land? Ruvain had nothing. Ruvain had no land. All Ruvain had was Shimon owes Ruvain money. That's all Ruvain had. That's all the Yarshim had. So Umeis Ruvain dies. V'asa Balchov de Ruvain, and a Balchov Ruvain owed somebody money. So somebody comes to take the land away. Okay? Which they're allowed to do. Shimon says to himself, I don't want to lose the land. I owe Ruvain anyway $500,000. I'll just pay off this guy. Pay off the guy who's come to collect from Ruvain. Then I'm done. I won the lottery, now I have the cash. I'll pay off this guy. We'll call him Levi. I'll pay off Levi. Right? And then Shimon says, get the land clear and free. I don't owe Ruvain's kids money anymore. Right? V'taraf lemi Shimon. And this Levi says to Shimon, give me the land. Because Ruvain owes me money. And Shimon says, I'll pay you off. How much is it? 500,000? Here's a check. And he gives him a check. Vasa Shimon. Shimon goes. Upaisei bezuzei. And he pays off Levi. Okay? That's the easy part, right? So far, everyone have the case? Dinahu, the halacha is... The Asu Bnei Ruvain, the Ruvain's kids can come, V'amrulei l'Shimon, and say to Shimon, Anan, us, Metaltali Shavak Avon Gabach. All our father did was leave us with Metaltalin. We had no land. He didn't leave us land. And the halacha is that Levi, the guy who Ruvain owed money to, cannot collect from the Yesomim with land. Except for land. So when Levi came to Reuven's house, he waited until after Shiva was over. They wait that much. They wait 7 days. Then they come the eighth day. Say, by the way, your father owed me $500,000. And the Yisrael are going to say, too bad, we don't have any money. We have no land. Metaltalin? You can't take metaltalin. You can't start taking my furniture and my silver and my junk. You can't do that. My father didn't own any land. So, sorry, we're out of luck. That's what happens when you lend money to somebody and the guy dies. Bad luck. Reuven's children could have said that to Levi. What happened? They went to Shimon. So Shimon did a very foolish thing and he paid off Levi. He never should have done that. So by paying off Levi, By paying off Levi, he didn't erase the debt he owes to Reuven's kids. Didn't erase that debt. Okay?
He didn't erase the debt because the kids could have said that we don't know where you went.
Exactly. So, Dina Hu, the Asu B'nai Reuven, V'amr Lele Shimon, Reuven's kids will say to Shimon, Anan, us, Metaltali Shavak Avun Gabach. My father, our father, Reuven, only left us Metaltalin. U'metaltalin the Yasmi Le Balchov, Lo Mishtabdi. And a Balchov can't collect from Metaltalin. Can't collect from Metaltalin. So you did a very foolish thing. You still owe us the money. Ah, you paid off Shimon. That was your foolishness. You paid off Levi. That was your foolishness. You never should have done that. We wouldn't have had to pay him. Why'd you pay him? Because you didn't go up to Daf Yomi. You didn't learn this. So, and that's true, right? From our Rava says, wait a minute. E pikeach Shimon. Okay, so now Shimon has to go wisen up, right? So he goes to the Beis HaMedrash and he learns the halachas. He says, wait a minute. This is the hard part. E pikeach Shimon. If Shimon was smart, right? Epikach Shimon, if Shimon is smart, this is what he'll say. Magbi luhu ara. So now, Shimon owes Reuven's kids money because he borrowed the money from Reuven. He took the land, and now he owes money, right?
He'll default on the loan.
The land will go back to the kids. And then he'll say, wait a minute, but your father gave me achrayas. I get the land back. So I'll think it's a joke. So at the end of the day, Shimon says to Reuven's kids, I still keep the land. Right? I keep the land. Omar Rava, I pikeach Shimon, if Shimon's smart, magbi luhu ara, he'll let the sons of Reuven seize the land as a default. V'hadar gavi le minayu. And then he'll go right ahead and recollect it back because they promised achrayas. Okay?
Is that a loan we're allowed?
Yeah.
Like you're allowed to default on a loan if you have the money and say, listen.
That's a good question. I don't know. The Umar of Nachman, because of Nachman said, Yisomim shegavu karka b'chovas aviyem, when Yisomim collect land because their father had a debt, balchov chazar v'govo somehem, the balchov, so another balchov can then seize it. So no, they didn't have any land. The Yisomim were ruined. But now they got land. Where'd they get land from? From Shimon. Shimon defaulted. They took the land away. Now halacha is, says Rav Nachman, when Yisomim get land because someone of their father's debts defaults, another Balchov can take the land away from them. So it's the same. It happens to the same person. It's Shimon. He's going to default and take the land back. You promised me, Mr. Reuven, that you will guarantee that this land stays by me. And you're not guaranteeing it. I don't have any more money. I paid off Levi for you. Okay, so I shouldn't have done that? I shouldn't have done that.
When you paid off Levi, there was legally...
It was foolish. Foolish.
So now,
So look at the Rashi of Epikeach. It's in the third wide line, at the end of the line. Epikeach zeh Shimon. If the Shimon has a brain, Yiton v'yomar lahem, he will argue and say to the children of Reuven, Ein li ma'os lefosh b'lechem. I don't have any more money. I can't pay you back. I don't have any more money. Ela karka yeshli. But I have karka. Happens to be the karka you gave me, right? I have karka to give back. No. So v'nos no lahem b'chov osam. He's going to give Reuven's children the land to pay back his loan. V'choze v'govo osam ahem b'shvil achrayas. He's going to go recollect it because Reuven promised achrayas. Mechira shekibol avihen olav. That Reuven promised. Dahashta ki ad... Okay. Now... I know. But it's still considered achrayas. But by the way, I hear your question. But we're getting to the following point. What are we getting to? We're getting to the following issue. So we all understand this case. We might have questions detailed. We might have questions on details of the case, but we get the parameters of the case. The problem is that, where am I? If you say this whole thing is retroactive, then this works. Because what we're saying now is that when the Yesomim get the land from Shimon, it's as if they had it the entire time, and therefore Shimon can retake it because there's a chrayas. Right? Ela iamrit mikan lahabahu gove, but if Rava held that loans, the mashkins, are only mikan lahabah, only when the default takes place. Which means, when Shimon decides to default and give the land to the Yesomim, how's that? How do the Yesomim owe it back? The Yesomim are not Reuven. It's as if, imagine the Yesomim go ahead and buy land. That's not a shubah to anybody. They bought it after their father died. They got it now. They win the lottery and they get the land, they buy land. That's not meshubah to any of Reuven's, their father's debts. It's a brand new thing. Am I chosen for gova samam? How can Reuven take it back? How can Shimon take it back? How have I command the zavin yasmin nechasei dami? It's as if the Yisomim bought new land. V'ilu kani yasmin nechasei mikav v'shtav de balchov? And if the Yisomim decide to purchase land, what about chov? The chov is waiting. Comes to the Reuven's kids, we don't have any land. Father didn't leave us any land. He only left us cash. And cash, we don't have to give you. It's metal to him. Guy says, no, I'm out of luck. A month later, they buy land. Can't come running back to them. So how's this any different? How's this any different? Same thing. They got new land now. How does it go back? So it's a kasha on Rava who held Mikan Lahaba. Because you see here, it's Lamafreya. So, shiny Hassam. It's different over here. Why is it different? The amalahu, because the gabalchov could say to the yisomim, ki hechi de mishtabadna leavuhon, mishtabadi lamer lebalchov. Just like I owed money to your father, I owed money, your father, what? Right. Ki hechi de mishtabadna leavuhon, just like I owed you money, your father money, your father owed me money. Just like your father owed, just like I owed your father money, mishtabad and I'm a labalchov. Your father owed me, balchov means me. Your father owed me money, meaning I owed your father money, and your father owed me the land. And we have a rule, davuchon, midr Rab Nassim. We have a rule from Rab Nassim. D'tanya, Rab Nassim Omer, menayin lenosh lechaver omana vechaver vechaver omana shematiyim vizeh menosna mizeh. How do you know that if A owes B and B owes C, A could pay C, even though A doesn't owe C a penny? But A could pay C because he owes B, and B owes C. How do you know you could do that? The pasuk. Talmud Lomar, V'nasan la'asham asher lo. Okay? V'nasan la'asham asher lo. So, because A owes B, and B owes C, A could pay C. So therefore, it's the same idea. Shimon could say to the Bnei Reuven, just like my property was meshubah to your father, because I owed him money, right? Your father owed me money because he promised a chrayas. All says, so it's like A to B to B to C, and therefore you owe me the money. It has nothing to do with Mikan Lahaba or Lamafreya. Nothing to do with that.
The halakas,
these halakas, be extrapolated from Karka to the Talpun. Two different worlds.
I understand.
Yeah.
So your comments that you borrow some money from somebody, and you give the guy comments.
Oh, look at
that. We're learning here from Karka, and we're saying that he owes the Karka back to the creditor. But with Metalpolin,
can
we say that?
Here we go. Right now, so now that we explained, all we did now was there's a machlokas, a bayin rava. Whenever there's a mashkin, is it mikan lahaba or lemafreya? Abaye says lemafreya, rava says mikan lahaba. I had a very complicated case about a yasam and all that, and they sell him. No, it says rava, that's different. That's really a case of A to B to B to C. How that is exactly, I'm not 100% sure, but just take it that it is, and therefore, it has nothing to do with our case of Mashkin. Now we get to the case. Tanan, our Mishnah said. What did our Mishnah say? It said, Nachri Shehilva es Yisrael al Chemso, if a goy lends money to a Jew, v'achar Pesach Motu Bahana. After Pesach, it's Motu Bahana. How can Rava say this for din? Rava says, the Mishnah says clearly it's retroactive. If it's retroactive, that's why it's mutabana. Because retroactively it was belonged to the goy the whole time, and the chametz of a goy is mutabana. Ela I amrit mikan lahabahu gove, but if it's become lahaba, am I mutabana? Why is it mutabana? Be sure to disroll ukai. It's sitting in the Jew's house. Right? It's the Jews' chametz. What's going on here? So the Gemara gives one answer. Hachab mayaskinon. The answer is kesharhinu etzlo. Where Rashi says, what does that mean? One line in Rashi, kesharhinu etzlo, when you put it there, bebeso shel nachri nasno. It's not that I owe you money. I borrow $100 from you and I give you a mashkin. Where's the mashkin? The mashkin can be back. I can keep the mashkin in my house. So I trust you. I don't need the mashkin. I don't need it sitting by me. It can sit by you. But if I don't pay, I have to give you my watch. I have to leave the watch. Here, the Jew borrowed money from the guy, and he brought the chametz and put it in the guy's house, and said to the guy, "Here's all my mashkin. If I don't pay you back, it's all yours." Right? Kasal kadai tachashta, the taima mishum da havile toras mashkin ubalchov kone mashkin, and the balchov owns the mashkin. So it's as if the guy owns the mashkin right now. Why? Because I brought it to his house. Now, is that even true? We're going to say that that's true. Since I brought it to his house, I'm demonstrating, you know what? Even from right now, he could have it. So it's not a kash on Rava. Rava holds, mashkins go, mikan lahaba. Here it's different, because he brought it over to the guy's house. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, lemekitanoi. Let's say this machlokas of Abai and Rav is really a machlokas tanoim. It's older machlokas between two tanoim. Why? Because it says like this. There's a brayse that it says, Yisrael shehelvan lenachri al chemtzo. If a Jew lends a guy money on and the chametz is a mashkin, lachar Pesach ain't over. After Pesach, you're not over. Why does the Tanakhama say you're not over? Because it must be become l'haba. It only goes from now on. Rav Meir Omru, over. Rav Meir says, no, you are over. The other way, yes. Demar Savar, Rav Meir holds, Lemafreyahu gover. That loans the mashkin is Lemafreya. Therefore, it belongs to the Jew. Umar Savar, and the Tanakhama holds, Mikan Labahu gover. It goes forward, so therefore the Chametz belong to the Goy. No, the chametz belong to the guy, and therefore you're not over, right? For Tispa, is that all true? Aim a sefer. But look at the sefer of that case. The sefer of the bride has the opposite case, and it should have the opposite halacha, but it doesn't. Nachri, avol nachri, shehilvul Yisrael, al chemto, lach rapesach, divya call over. Everyone holds you over. Why would everyone hold that? It should be the opposite halacha. Lemanda amar hasamenu over hacha over. Of course, the Tanakhama that says over there you were not over here you're over. Why? Because he holds lemafreya. Because he holds mikan lahaba and therefore you're over. Lemanda amar hasam over hacha ain't over. But we didn't say that. So the Gemara says el hacha mayeskinon kigon sheharhinu etzlo. Now the machlokas is because you brought the mashkin to the house. So it's like we said before. You brought the mashkin to the house. Now you brought the mashkin to the house. You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to do that. Who owns the mashkin? When you bring a mashkin to the house, who owns it? The answer is the lender. The lender owns the mashkin. How do you know that?
Is it collateral?
It's collateral, but the lender owns it. So as Josh says, what happens if something happens to it? So if it happens to it, the lender's responsible. How do you know that? It's a Beferish Pasuk. It says, how do you know that the lender owns the mashkin? How do you know that? Shinemar, because it says, but you know, what did I give my mashkin? I gave my pajamas. So the Torah says, you know what? Do a tzedakah. Give him the pajamas back at night so he has what to wear. Now, if they belong to me, the borrower, what kind of tzedakah is that? They're mine. Obviously, they're not mine anymore. But the Torah says, do a toiva, give him the pajamas back. Let him have the pajamas at night. It's a tzedakah. Lachati tzedakah. Do a chesed. What kind of chesed is that? They belong to the borrower. The answer is no. They belong to the lender. But the Torah says, be a good guy, give him back for the night. So he has pajamas to wear.
So what sort of shoma is the bond?
So in Eino Kone Mashkin, if you don't own the Mashkin, tzedakah minayin. What kind of tzedakah is this? What do you mean tzedakah, to do a tzedakah? They belong to him. Mikan from here you see, lebalchov shekona mashkin. The balchov gets a mashkin.
So the problem is that it's not that it can sell.
So 1 second. So Tanakama Savar, Tanakama says, Hani Mili, when do we say this, a din of tzedakah, Yisrael mi Yisrael? Only for Jews, who, de karina lebe lechati et tzedakah. Avol Yisrael mi nachwi lo koni. Now you don't have to do that for a goy. You don't have to give him back the pajamas every night. That's not how it works in the goyish world. You don't have to do that either by it. By a Jew, you do it. Do it to tzedakah, not for a guy. Right?
I just ask a very simple question. What type of mashkin is a mashkin that you can make sure it's still going to be there until you pay back the loan?
That's exactly what the Torah, that's exactly how the Torah views a loan. Right? That's how the Torah views a loan. You got to give the mashkin back. that's how the Torah views it.
There's no such thing as a loan.
Exactly. And there is a loan, 100%. You go to Beis Din. When it comes to mashkins, you own it, but you have to give it back if it needs it at night. Torah says, give it to tzedakah, give it back. You don't have to do that. You don't have to, so that's how a Jew views what you do with your money. It's a very firm thing. That's what the Torah demands of people. When it comes to a guy, you don't have to do that. The guy don't do that. You don't have to do that either for a guy. Therefore, the chameit stays in the guy's rishos, and therefore, it's the guy's. Rameir Savar, Kavachomer. You saw me, you saw a Kani, you saw me, Nachal Kolshkin. No, even by a guy, you do that. Right? Therefore, the chameit belongs to a Jew, and therefore, you're over on Chametz Olivei LePesach. Avol Nachri Shehilve Es Yisrael Al Chemto, right? But if the guy took the mashkin, Achra Pesach L'Divrei Kol Over, everyone holds you over. Why? Hasam Vayde Nachri MiYisrael Lo Kani. If for sure there's no kinyan. Okay. Now Tanan, our Mishnah said Nachri Shehilve Yisrael Al Chemto, Achra Pesach Mutar B'Hanah. The guy is the lender. He took chametz as a mashkin, and the Mishnah said it's mutar b'hana. Why is it mutar b'hana? Because since he brought it to the guy's house, it's as if he owns it. And when you don't pay the loan, l'mafreya belongs to the guy, and therefore you're not over. It's go chametz of a guy. Nihi nami dehirhinu etzlo. It's true that the guy has it in his possession. Ha Marta, you just said. Nachri miYisrael lo kani. There are no kinyanim from a Jew and a guy when it comes to mashkins. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha de amarle me'achshav. Ha de lo amarle me'achshav. It depends if you said when you gave the mashkin if you said me'achshav or not. There's a long Rashi. We'll start reading the Rashi. Lo kasha. Bimas nisan de amarle kisharinu etzlo. We're in the Mishnah when he dropped off the chametz by the guy's house. Imlo amar lach, imlo etzel lacha ad yom ploni, yishalcha me'achshav. What you said was, when you get to the guy, you said to him, here's my mashkin, here's the chametz. If I don't pay you back, it's yours from today. And today happens to be 2 days before Pesach. Right? So who does it belong to? The guy. Hilkach, nachri shehil ves Yisrael, v'kim le chametz bershos nachri. It belongs to the guy. V'Yisrael shehil ves nachri, Kimle Bereshos Yisrael, and vice versa. Braisa, Dola Amale Me'achshav. For the Braisa, he didn't say that. He didn't say the word Me'achshav. Therefore, Ela Kishar Mashkin, Nasun Lo V'Kavol Lo Zman, Shem Lo Yifarish Lo Yigavah, Chovah Me'vishkono. It's like every other loan, where you didn't say anything, gave you a Mashkin, the Mashkin's not retroactive. Right? V'yasim Oso B'damim, and you made up a price, Hilkach, B'nachwish, Hilvali Yisrael, Divrei Kol, Afil Lo Parle, Asi Yisrael Lanzi Menu. So the entire Pesach belongs to the Jew still. Right? The Mikan Lahabahu Gove. Because it's only going forward. Okay, fine. And then he goes on. Okay. That's the difference. The difference is two requirements now. In order to get out of the Chametz belonging to you on Pesach. Number one, you have to bring it to the guy's house. That's number one. And number two, you have to say Me'achshav. If you don't say Me'achshav, bring it to his house might not be enough. We know Timra, how do you know? How do you know that's even a distinction? That's a halachic difference if you say me'achshav or not. The Tanya, a brisa. Nachri shehirin pas peroni. Eitzel Yisrael. If a guy drops off, pas peroni means pas of a big oven to a Jew. Eino over. The Jew is not over. Why is the Jew not over? this chametz sitting in his house? The answer is, because it's not his. Then it's chametz. It belongs to the guy. I, it's a mashkin. So what? But v'im amalo hagatacha, but if he says it's yours from today, then over. Then he's taka over. Why? It's sitting in his house, and it belongs to him. It's from Achshav. Maishna reishu, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the two cases? El Allah shmamina, shani hecha de amalem yachshav, lecha de amalem yachshav, shmamina. Good? Good. Tana Rabbanan, random halacha. Chanus shal Yisrael, if the store belongs to a Jew, umilai shal Yisrael, and everything in the store belongs to a Jew. Right? Gourmet glass is owned by Jews. Everything in there belongs to a Jew. Upal and Nachrim, but the guy, the workers there are Gayim. Nichnasin l'sham chametz, shenim tzasham achar Pesach, aser bahana. If you walk into chametz, you walk in after Pesach, you see chametz on the floor, right? Aser bahana. Why is it aser bahana? Vein tzavach lomar b'achila. If you sure can't eat it. Why is it aser bahana? Why is it aser bahana? Right? Exactly. Chanos shel nachwi, if the store belongs to a guy, umilai shel nachwi, and the workers there and everything else in the store belongs to guyim, upol yisrael nechazav, some Jew works there, chametz shenimtza shemach ha-pesach mutter ba'achila, it's mutter, assuming it's kosher, vein tzarech lomar bana, and it's for sure mutter bana. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Really? You found chametz.
Yes.
Does case one make sense?
Yes.
You find chametz in gourmet glass after Pesach, it's usher? And this guy is your workers there the whole time? Rabbeinu Hanan says the exact opposite. You find chametz of a guy in a Jewish store, everything is kosher. And it happens to be you have Goyish workers. You find some what do you call it? Some rapper or something.
It's
usher, man, no? It has to be a chametz, it makes no sense.
So,
but isn't that much more mistaber to say that? That they brought it in from outside? It's their private chametz?
Right.
That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, it's also bahana. Why? Because the Jews' chametz. So it's Rabbeinu Hanan. It's the opposite should be the case.
Why? I don't understand Rabbeinu Hanan. Why not? Say that they forgot to sell that pile of wood in the corner. They forgot to get rid of some more
paper. Huh?
It's
no, but they don't sell chametz. Over there. That's why I said it has to be a grocery store. They don't sell chametz in a clothing store.
So you say that you find that bag a week. You say, oh, he must have forgotten to clean it up. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I guess it's a machlokes about what to do. But Rabbeinu Hanan says it has the exact opposite girsa. Okay. Next. Chametz shenafel av mapolas. If chametz falls on top, ruin falls on top of chametz. So the chametz is way underground. Hareu kimavor. It's as if it's destroyed. You don't have to make yourself crazy. Right? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol shein hakelav yachol lechapis achrov. It's only true if the dog can't get to it. If the dog can still get to it, it's still accessible. If not, it's not accessible. Amr v'chista, v'tzarek sheivata b'libo. You still have to do bittel. Why? So Rashi says, because maybe they're going to bring the tractor with the what's that called, the scooper. They're going to do cleanup work, and they're going to be accessed to chametz on Pesach to do bittel. Tana, kamach chipisach hakelav, shlosh tvachim. How deep is a kelev? The answer is three tvachim. Three tvachim. Amalei Ravacha b'ed Rav Yosef l'Ravashi hadam Hashmuel tzafim ein l'shri el b'karka. When we said there's a rule that when you want to hide your money, the only place to hide it is in the ground. That's the only place you could hide it. Not the mattress. Not under your you know in your drawer under your shirts. No. Only on the ground. How deep does it have to be in the ground? Three tvachim also, like this. Three tvachim like by a dog. Maybe in a shoshu tvachim alo. Amalei, no. Hacha mishon reicha, be'inon shlosha tvachim. No, by chametz, it smells, the dog smells it, it'll go chase after it. Hasam over here, mishon mechtsuyi me'ainuhu, v'lo by shlosha. Now, here it's supposed to hide the money. No smell. Some people think they can smell money, right? No smell. So it's just to hide in the ground. Kama, how much? Amra from our papa. Mistabra, misircha tefach. Trust me, people shouldn't see the chametz, see the money. A tefach is enough. You can just hide in the tefach, it's good enough. That's good enough. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.